And we are back here live on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah all across the nation, and we're welcoming you to our listening audience, no matter where you are, if you're home, if you're driving out in your car. We do hope that you're having a safe drive wherever you are, if you're listening to us all across the nation on iHeartRadio, watching us on Facebook, talking to us on YouTube, hearing us on WSFS 104.3. If you're listening to us in 95.3 or 95.9 or 96.9 or 106.9 or 103.1 HD3, we're so glad to have you here with all of us on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. And if you've been listening, then you can gather. We've been hanging out here for quite a while. We've been on this radio for 15 years all across South Florida, different stations at different points, but this is where we are right now. And we're so glad to have you be a part of our spiritual family. Did you know I have a center in West Palm Beach? The Expedito Enlightenment Center, a spiritual oasis where you can go and shop. You can find crystals and candles and bracelets and oils and incense. You've got your sage. You've got all the tools necessary to kind of tune in and create that spiritual ambiance. We've got singing bowls. Do you like those crystal bracelets? Do you love to burn some good sage? Do you enjoy having an incense stick burning off in the distance? Do you like lighting a candle? Do you like manifesting? Are you looking for books to learn how to tune in and tap into your angels? Well, we've got that there for you, and it is available at the Expedito Enlightenment Center at 4047 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. And you can learn more about the store at ExpeditoEnlightenmentCenter.com, and you can learn more on my website, Sarah Spiritual. And that's where you can meet me and have a personal session where we can answer your questions that are maybe a little more personal. Maybe you can't pick up the phone and call in, or maybe you're listening and you're not brave enough to call in, but you say, I sure would like to talk to Sarah. I've got some questions, or I'd love to know what Spirit has to say, or I need to know how to handle these things that are making me worry. Then go to sarahspiritual.com. There you can find choices of different sessions. I always suggest that you start with a general session. This gives us the opportunity to poke around and see everything that's going on. Well, as promised, we've got a special guest who's joining us now, Stacy Holler. She's calling in from Boston, and we want to hear what she's got going on in the spiritual land of planets and all of the astrology, and see how it's going to impact all of us. We've kind of merged into September already, so let's see what's going on. Stacy, how are you tonight?
I'm happy to be here with you. And after listening to your opening, I'm happy you navigated your way here tonight.
I know. I was like, oh, no, it's not going to stop me from coming to my radio show. And you never know, right? You never know. And life can throw you some curveballs. And I don't know, I kind of feel like the planets have some curveballs lining up for us, and that we all need to know what to do and how to anticipate making choices and changes for ourselves. So, Stacy, tell everyone what's coming up. I know we've got quite a big happening coming this month. So share with our listeners what's really coming up in general for us in the astrology.
Well, Sarah, we're all feeling the pressure. The word of the month is transformation. Now, we've been talking about that since the beginning of the year, of how this was going to unfold. And there are so many heavy evolutionary planets affecting us personally and societally. We see it happening in the globe. So we're all in this together and individually. So first, let me say happy birthday, Virgos. So every month we want to celebrate you on your month. But back to what we're all feeling. So we did mention the Mercury retrograde shadow ended today. So, Sarah, I'm hoping that's the end of some of the technical things you've been experiencing.
Yes.
I'm starting to feel it clear. It was definitely a rough retrograde for a lot of people. I know it was tough. And the shadow almost felt like we were still in its power. But that should be easing up. But that's not going to get us all escaping from the fact that we're all being forced to look at where we need to transform our lives. So this month, we already passed the new moon, and we always like to take a look at the new moon every month because that kicks off a new cycle. That tells us also where the focus is going to be for you this month. And then, of course, we're going to pay attention to the full moon on the 17th. You alluded to the partial lunar eclipse. It's a super full moon, and it's going to be very, very powerful, everyone, because it's aligning with Uranus. Now, Uranus, that's all about the unexpected events. That's all about the things that happen in our lives to us that we have no control of, but really makes us force to make some decisions or to make a change or a turn. So this particular full moon is going to be powerful and may come with some unexpected events. So when we're talking about your sign or your rising sign, we'll talk about the areas of where this may occur. But I also want you to know it supports what your new moon is starting. So even though it might be bringing some events to us, it's really to help move us along in the transition. Now, Uranus is trining Pluto. That's profound transformation for us, for our planet, for our country, and for our own lives. And I know that's what we're all kind of feeling. So it's very similar, actually, to an aspect in the sky that we had in the early 1920s. And we talk about Pluto and Capricorn now. Pluto's in retrograde in Capricorn, went September 1st, and it's also a reckoning for our country. Our country is going through a Pluto return. So that's everything we're feeling. So, Sarah, how about we look at every sign and we talk about where we're going to focus and where this full moon might bring us a change that is really meant to keep us on our plan. So you ready?
We are ready to rock around the astrological clock.
All right. So as we go through, for anyone who knows their rising sign, listen to both. One may resonate more for you. So we're going to start with Aries. So the new moon this month, which is in Virgo, everyone, which is the practical sign, was in your sixth house of practicality. So this is where you need to look at work and your daily life and health. And the full moon, the help is going to come from your inner work. It's time for you to really look inside. Really clear out some old stuff and make the changes of where you need to be. And the full moon's going to help you get there. Now, Taurus. And Sarah, I know you had a caller earlier who was a Taurus with a Libra rising who was wondering about changes. And I think both of these signs might apply for her. Because this full moon for Taurus is in your 11th house, which is about values and goals. It could be about your friends and your collaborators and the people you work with. That's where the focus is. And what's going to happen, actually, that's the full moon is going to kick that off. The new moon is really all about fresh starts. So, yeah, the focus for Taurus with the new moon is fresh starts. Where are your talents? What might start new for you out there? And look to your friends and collaborators. Now, Gemini, this new moon for you, your focus this month, home, family, your living situation, maybe working on a renovation, maybe a moving plan, and the full moon will help you somewhere in your career is going to trigger that. Maybe that will be your true calling. Maybe you will work from home. Maybe there's a shakeup needed in your career that will also affect your home situation. Now, Cancer, this new moon for you, communications, new projects, writing, something new, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe your siblings are helping you. And this full moon is all about inspiration for you about what's going to get you this new thing going for you. Something new to study, something new to travel, go to a place, maybe out of the blue, you're going to take a trip. Now, Leo, this new moon, money, values, are they aligned? Where can you make new money? And what's interesting is when the full moon comes, you might get money from some outside source. That's not the regular way money might come to you. Maybe an inheritance. Maybe something about shared resources with a partner. You might see something happen that day. Now, Virgo, this month for you, it's in your first house. It's about you. Who do you want to be? What is your daily routine? What is your life like out there? And on the full moon, you're going to find the focus might be with your committed relationships. Who are you in that committed relationship? Maybe the people you're closest with will help you figure out who you are and what you want to be. Now, Libras, this new moon for you, it's about endings. It's about changes. It's about inner work. It's about clearing out the old to let in the new. And where those unexpected changes to help with that is going to be in your everyday life, which includes work. It includes your habits. It includes what you're doing in your daily life. So those of you that might decide you do need a change, that's where it might happen for you. Now, Scorpio, the new moon for you, that's in your house of goals and dreams and friends and even technology. What are you looking to develop in that area? Now, what's going to happen on the full moon is it's going to put you into your social media. It's in your very social fifth house. So get out there. Time for announcements. Move some things forward. Show your creativity. And Sag, the new moon for you this month, you're focused on your career. All right? What changes do you want to see happen? What are you looking to make a move? Where do you want to go? Now, the full moon for you, the focus might come from your home. Is it about your work-life balance that you need to change? Is your living situation? Maybe you want to change your working-from-home situation. Now, Capricorn, the new moon for you is in study, travel, your philosophy of life. You need to go out and experience things so you could look at the world in a different way. And what will happen on the full moon is it may come from your local community, from your neighborhood. Something might happen with your siblings that will spur you to try something new to experience. And Aquarius, for you this month, is about your closest relationships and your shared resources. And it may be to re-look at, you know, common finances that you have with your spouse or your family. And what's going to happen on the new moon is that is in your money house. So you may see some money coming in as well. Some unexpected little windfall might come your way. And Pisces, the new moon for you is about your committed relationships, your closest romantic marriage relationships, business relationships. And the full moon for you is in your first house of new starts and where you want to be and help you to clarify who you are in those relationships and what you want and what you don't want. So in our own world, we're being pushed to transform in those areas. And unexpected events will happen and, you know, that's when the worry comes in. And Sarah, I loved your talk tonight because we all worry. And staying in the moment is the way to listen to your soul to help you guide you through what you need to do. And as we look at where we're going to focus, the cycle continues. So this is just our focus now, and it will help us get to where we need to go, ultimately, Sarah.
Ultimately, yes. And so when we look, Stacey, at this eclipse and this energy, how can we expect that to kind of impact us as a world, as a collective? The eclipse that's coming next week, what can you share with us regarding that?
Yes, it's on the 17th. And because that this eclipse, that the sun and the moon is trining Uranus, my best advice would be to expect the unexpected. Know you might have things coming into your life and understand the purpose is that that's the area you haven't paid enough attention to. And since the overall message in the energies is about transformation, it will come to make us get on the right track and make the personal transformation we need to make in our lives for our ultimate happiness and achieve what we contracted with God to do this time around. So in order to prepare to know that changes may be coming for your ultimate good. And I challenge all of us to look inside because I would say many of us even know internally where we might need to make those changes. And if we listen to our gut and our soul, it may not be a surprise. So making the move that we need to know internally always helps soften the blow if we don't do it properly and Uranus comes along. But just know to stick to your own truth and look inside for the answers of where to move, because as you tell us all, the answers are all there, right?
They're all there, always all there, deep in our soul. And we look forward to seeing what surprises come our way and really capitalizing on the energy of this new moon and a lot of self-reflection for many of us so we can make this transformation and we can prepare for October, because as we move forward, we know we're coming to the close, who can believe this, of 2024. So we're in the final months of 2024, and what did we want to accomplish when we started this year, and what has shifted to maybe change the trajectory of that, maybe make it not be possible. So we have to kind of take a good look at how far we've come, and maybe if there's something better coming for us, we need to be open to that. If the plan that we set in the beginning of 2024 is not coming forward with ease and grace, maybe it's the universe's way of telling us something else is coming, and maybe this eclipse and some of the unexpected turn of events can put you in the best possible place you'd like to be. Stacy, we're really glad that you join us every month to share with our listeners all about the astrology and how it impacts their individual signs. And we're especially grateful for all the time and the work that you put in to prepare these reports. And I know that many of our listeners have a lot of questions. And if they want, they can visit you at destinyinthestars.com. And that's where they can learn more about the different sessions that you offer and how they can get insight as to what their astrological chart says. And tell our listeners some of the other things that you do offer on your website, please.
Well, thank you, Sarah. You know, one of the things that I do get asked a lot, and people come to talk about, well, what's happening now? And what are the changes are going to be made? So after you understand your natal chart, there's a session of that combines, well, what is this year bringing? And look at the time frame. For instance, I was just working with some that I knew was going to have a job change. And early in the year was able to say, this is going to happen. So you could either make it happen, or if you don't, it will probably happen to you because you need to make this change.
Right.
So having that knowledge was able to put all the pieces in place. So when it ultimately did happen, Sarah, she was already on final interviews.
Beautiful.
So that's how you could help navigate some of that. And then, of course, people like to look at compatibilities, you and your partner, and well, how do the energies combine and challenges and how to navigate. And one of my favorites, actually, is working with children and baby charts, working with parents on talents brought into this life and what to nurture and where to help navigate all the way to child could walk into their full potential. So there are many things that we could look at and answer and help you guide along the way.
So we invite everyone to visit destinyinthestars.com and learn more about Stacy, her work, and be sure to register for a session so that you can experience everything that you need to know for this moment in time and develop a deep understanding as to who you are and how the stars and the planets have charted out a very unique path just for you. Well, Stacy, we greatly appreciate you spending time with us here tonight. And as always, it's been a pleasure, and we look forward to talking to you next month. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. See you again next month.
Talk Bye. Then. Bye.